Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, husbands.
When you get married and you're a husband, there's lots of responsibility that comes along with it.
I mean, when a woman has money, she has all the power. She can decide to leave. She can decide to have any man she wants. So these kind of things make men feel threatened.
Well, how do we define husbands? Well, a husband is a male, of course, in a marital relationship. And we know that husbands usually have all the obligations of the house. Usually we say the man is the head of the household. And what about the wife? Maybe it's the heart? All right, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Well, it's time now to welcome to our show my colleagues. The house is full of men, of course. I'll start with the only lady in the room, Lucy Pony. Welcome aboard, Lucy.
Thank you.
And, of course, I have Paul Ndiho. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
And my other colleague, all the way from Kenya, we call him Super Harry.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Harrison. Okay. So when you say, I am a husband, usually what do you mean? Of course, in African context, we know as a husband, you are a loving man. You take care of your wife. You take care of your children. And you are the head of the house.
You provide.
And you provide, right? Thank you for saying that. And I spoke to Anthony Molly from Kampala, Uganda, and I wanted to know, what is the biggest role for him as a husband?
I think being a husband is a great thing all the time.
Okay.
Because when you're a husband, then you have a responsibility. The responsibility is to take care of your wife first and foremost, mm-hmm. and then later on as the relationship grows, mm. you're going to get children, and then you're going to bring offspring into this world.
Right.
And the mere fact that you do get offspring into this world means that you have a line that you have brought into this world, a line that is going to continue. And from that aspect, you have a duty to make sure that you bring up your children in the best way possible so that they can continue with your lineage when you're gone later on in life.
At the same time, now, what do you think about some people mentioning that this setup is not very convenient because once you are the head of the household, there's so much responsibility coming into this. And while those who don't prefer this as single men and those who don't think this is a great thing, they think, you know what? I'd rather stay the way I am because I'm enjoying myself as not being with a whole lot as a husband.
Of course, you realize that when you get married and you're a husband, there's lots of responsibility that comes along with it. I married in church, and when I was being counseled by the priest just before we got married, he said to me, look, you will have a big responsibility, which is basically just two things. One is to provide guidance to your wife, guidance as in support her, advise her, teach her what to do and how to do it, and also protection, protect her and love her. Now, that is, I think, the core responsibility of a husband. It's not about providing material things, per se. That is only expected because you're the man. Society has always had it that men are providers, and everybody expects that a man should do it. But I know of a lot of people whereby the wives are the ones who probably earn the money, but still, the husband has a responsibility. He must guide her. He must help her. He must show her how to use this money in the best way that is going to result in good things for both of them.
But also, Anthony, I want to ask you this. When you have such a responsibility, and also keep in mind, in this day and age, we have professional women, women who are making money or maybe making more money than their husbands, also women who are working not regular hours on their jobs because they are professionals out there. So do you think maybe, people say this, I don't know, I'm just trying to find out, a man becoming more insecure because of having women or wives in their lives that are very professional and making more money
than
they.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, actually, because I know for sure that once a wife makes more money than the man, then there is a stigma whereby the woman begins to assume more responsibilities or more autonomy simply because she's earning the bread. Now, that's a very sad situation, and I would really love that every husband should endeavor as much as possible to earn more money than the woman, because that way it helps to keep the tempers low.
Thank you, Anthony Molly from Kampala, Uganda. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we're discussing husbands. Back to the studio. I want to invite you guys. When you say you are a husband, as you say, Lucy, you are a provider. Not just a loving man, but you have to be a provider. And we know with African context, you are the one running a household. So do you believe, Lucy, that some husbands can be threatened if their wives are corporate, working women with profession?
Yes.
Why yes?
I've seen a number of families break up because of that. There are very few men who actually accept or who are comfortable with women who are in the corporate world and who are making money more than them. There are very few men who accept that, because in the African tradition, like you said, men are supposed to be the providers. They're supposed to provide security, food, everything. So for them, they feel like they should take care of the family. And if a woman is doing that, then what is their job?
To make babies. Okay?
No. The two of them both make babies. So how, I mean, some men feel like they're threatened by women. And many men have left families where, I mean, if, for example, sometimes people marry and after some time the man loses his job or something like that and the woman continues providing. But then you'll find that the man, I've seen like two or three examples, I'm not speaking out of my mind. Two or three, the men would leave their families and go, and I mean, they just feel threatened. One, they feel like, I mean, when a woman has money, she has all the power. She can decide to leave. She can decide to have any man she wants. So these kind of things make men feel threatened. They feel like the woman is easy, can easily be unfaithful. And so they feel they are not comfortable they feel like they are not comfortable in that situation. And that's why they stray and go and start other families.
Yeah, I think I get your point. I mean, you want to be in control as a man, because that's how African men are. And I mean, every man, we have our ego, we want control.
Yeah.
But Paul, what do you think? Is this something that will really threaten us?
Not quite. I beg to differ from Lucy. In fact, I'm married to a corporate lawyer. She brings more money to the table than I do. Okay. So technically,
what is the percentage?
I mean, honestly,
we
look at it from the perspective of a 50-50 household. Right. She brings 50%, I bring 50%.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, she's a very powerful woman. Right. I cannot even do what she does.
Right.
I'm just a small journalist running around, but she hangs out with the big boys, right?
Mm.
So if I was to be threatened by what she does, then I would have no place, really.
I think
it's a thing of the past where
men
felt threatened. But now we have to come to reality. We have to realize that things are changing around us.
Things are changing. The society is changing. Lifestyle is changing. Life is very difficult right now. It is not as cheap as it used to be.
Of course.
Now things are very expensive.
Food is very expensive.
Right now. Everybody, I mean, even people coming together to form a family, they all come and sit down and decide, okay, so how are we going to run our family?
What are you bringing to the table?
How do we move forward from here? And
yes.
So there's more collaboration and more working together towards this.
Yeah, I get your point. But I want to hear Kamal here, Mr. Harrison Super Harry.
No.
What do you have to say?
So the thing that I'm concurring with my colleagues is that life has changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And we have to accept that we are living in modern times.
Right.
Just as in communication and technology, things have changed. The truth is, you either change or change will change you. Because now,
you either change or change.
Change will change you.
Okay.
And it takes, you know, ages. It takes millions of years for men to accept that things are changing. Because a man is very egoistic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we are still, I think many of us are still stuck to the past.
Mm-hmm.
Where we believe a man coughs you know, and the woman has to listen. Mm-hmm. And in the struggle to accept that things are changing, and accepting that women are doing things that men are doing things that men could do, and even doing them better, there's a big problem right there. There's denial.
Mm-hmm.
But then, women who are very successful, I believe the respectable women who are successful are the ones that still realize that despite the success that we have, we are still women. So in a way, they are submissive and they have the respect that is expected of them. But now the problem comes in when the successful woman thinks, it is the time to use my power now to punish the generation, not my man, the generation of men who were bad to my grandmother and my great-grandmother. Now is the time for me to fight for my generation and to fight for my kin and to fight for the women, you know, for the women of this world. So I think that's where the problem comes in.
Thank you, guys. So what are the husband's responsibilities? Are they protectors, lovers, providers, or homemakers? Well, we'll find out. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in our Washington studio, and we're discussing husbands. Well, in this day and age, husbands' role may change, and that means it will include responsibilities of taking care of the house, or chores, or kids. Well, I spoke to my colleague, Deidre Marie McIntosh, and I wanted to know, what is the responsibility of a husband?
I think a husband is supposed to, as they say, cover you,
okay,
protect you, mm-hmm, provide for you, and to adore you.
Oh, adore.
Adore.
It goes that far?
Oh, of course.
That is deep.
he chose me, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
I allowed him to catch me, right?
Right.
All righty then.
Okay, if you say so, I understand. But also there's this notion these days that some people say, you know what, husbands like women to stay home as far as loving, adoring, taking care, as you say, protecting.
Mm-hmm.
So if a woman is a professional woman.
Like me.
Aha! Uh-huh, there you go. It becomes sometimes a problem to some husbands. And people call it insecurity and say these husbands are insecure and all that. But do you think all husbands are like that these days?
Well, I think it has changed, of course, in modern times. The economics of here in the United States especially, but I guess worldwide, is that it's about the unit, the family unit, or the marriage in itself. I think we all come with those old preconceptions, and I'll say old.
Okay.
I guess, when we're trying to make it through these days, some things, we're going to have to do chores or activities, mm-hmm, that require to benefit the whole household, not just the man, not just the woman, but the whole, the two of you or your two children or your family.
Right.
So, with that, personally, my husband is going through a career change. So, at this time, I am the breadwinner.
Okay.
So, I think it was a decided choice for him. Therefore, he had to change.
And that there's nothing with insecurity coming with that when he does that.
I think he grew up, just like I said, with some preconceptions. A wife is supposed to cook, clean, and whatever else.
Take care of him.
But those things have changed. Sometimes with his schedule,
right,
he's the one that ends up cooking. He's the one that does the wash. He's the one that goes food shopping.
Right. So,
because I'm here working.
You're working, I know. Right.
And it wouldn't be fair to me to work all day.
Yeah, and then
To cook.
Go home and they
and then to wash.
Cook and wash and clean.
And do whatever else I need to do.
Right.
So it's a partnership.
So things do change.
Oh, it has
and
changed.
And men have to understand that things are changing and they can adapt as far as you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that some men like to be controlling?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. There you go. So
but not my husband.
No, not your husband.
He tries.
Yeah.
But I think with time and with wine, everything gets better.
Thank you, Deirdre Mari McIntosh. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing husbands. Back to the studio.
I think I totally agree with Awata. Super Harry. Do you mind if I call you Super Harry?
Yeah, that's his nickname, so that's fine.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. The men are all siding with each
other. I really
other.
Think that, I really think that we need to look at it. It's a relative term. When you say men or women, we should look at it in terms of being, how relevant is it to our societies? My wife, she's a powerful woman, but sometimes I get home, she has cooked dinner. Or whoever gets home first cooks dinner, right?
Right.
So, I think from going by what you said, you either change or change changes you.
Yeah.
I think I had to adapt. I come from a culture where women are, you know, my dad has never been to a kitchen, right?
Yep.
That's the kind of
culture.
That's
most of us. Our dads have never been to the kitchen.
Yes, yeah. But here, I have to go in the kitchen. When she cooks, I have to do the dishes. When I cook, she does the... So we have to do reverse roles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's how we need maybe to look at it. Rather than saying that the man is the man, whether you are providing or not, it shouldn't be about, you know.
And again,
before you get to that, just a second, I want to come to this. There's a new study that suggests that an increasing number of men today are finding it difficult to deal with busy, successful wives. The Mars versus Venus situation, right? Where men are from Mars, women from Venus. So it's a different world altogether. But is it a problem not only to do with a successful wife, but is it a problem to do with a busy wife? Quick question. This won't be for you, Lucy. Let's deal with the reality of busy. Today we have a very busy lifestyle. Now, do we prefer a very busy working woman, or we prefer a woman who has time to stay home, cook, and help us with the kids, especially when the kids come into play? This is where Harris always talks.
This what is where you get them.
Yeah, definitely. Sunday, if you'd allow me to start, I would say the realities of today's, you know, life dictate otherwise, but it is the wish of every man to have a woman, you know, next to them all the time, every night. And men, as I said, are egoistic. We are full of ego. We like to be pampered too. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely. We would wish to be pampered. If I got, you know, to win the lottery today, maybe I'll tell her, just sit next to me, just pamper me,
just
you know, massage me. That's the kind of a life every man wants to be, a king.
Exactly.
But the realities of today's life, honestly, we have to do what we have to do. People have to work. We understand that. Because, again, without no money, they say, without no money, the life today is very difficult, and no happiness, again, will be in that house. Mm. So the home will be like an empty shell with no romance anyway, so we need the money.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think, for me, I will look at it again from the perspective of women's, they have, if they've got a good job, they have to put in the hours. Those who really don't work hard, there's no reward at the end of the day. So I don't have a problem personally with a busy woman, because I can be busy. I'm traveling 75% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm gone, she's really dealing with most of the things in the household.
Right.
So why can't I give her, if she wants to do 12 hours a day, it's up to her, depending on how she feels about it. But personally, I don't think I have a problem with a woman working many hours than I do.
As far as you're bringing the G's at home, there's no problem, okay? What do you think, Lucy? Do you think men have problems with busy women?
They have problems all the time. I mean, men should be just honest. Men should be honest and say, in the African context, even if times have changed, this thing is still like maybe over 50%, men still want to be pampered, like he said.
Yes.
Men want women who will always be home, cook for them, maybe do something. If it's not every day, they have to have time
at
to do that
for the
them.
Weekend, right?
Even if she's this corporate person and she's busy and, you know, she's bringing in a lot of money, they still need the woman to perform her duties.
Yes. Now I know where the problem is. But there's something, I don't know whether Sunday you've thought about this or anyone has mentioned this. Again, there's the paradox, you know. On one hand, men are saying they are intimidated by successful women.
Right.
But again, silently, when men sit, you know, by themselves and they are alone, it's a man talk. Many men again today want a successful woman. I don't know how that works because...
Thank you.
I'm
telling
you.
They do.
That's
they
the
do.
Truth.
Yeah.
Personally...
That's what we do as
personally,
men, I can say. But
I want to tell you this.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I would rather struggle with a powerful woman as opposed to struggling, you know, maybe having a hard time with a weak woman, so
yes.
to speak.
But there's another question here. You're bringing in a very different perspective.
Okay.
There's a different question that I would pose
you
to you.
Right.
Okay. There are women who are very successful,
right.
who are not married at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very successful in the corporate world. They're doing all, I mean, they're doing things that men have not even done.
Mm-hmm.
But those kind of women don't get men.
Exactly. Why?
They're all single.
Yes.
Why is that?
That's
if you
a good
all
question.
Want successful men, women, question. Why don't you marry these women?
Their status intimidates.
Oh, no.
You see,
so intimidation. So,
intimidation. That is my point.
It comes down
there
to...
There is intimidation about it.
Yeah. So you're threatened, my friend. That's what you're saying.
It also comes down to...
Okay, Paul. Hold on, Paul. Come in here.
Okay. I think that it also comes down to really respect.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of successful women are very, very strong-willed people.
Mm-hmm.
So it also takes a very strong man to accept a strong, you know, a strong woman.
I thought men were
strong. So that's,
I guess that's it, right?
So I think that's where the balance is.
Yeah.
Because, and you also have to realize that behind every successful man, there's a powerful woman.
Right.
Look at President Obama, right?
Yeah.
So I think we need to get out of this, say, oh, I'm an African, you know, I have to be that guy.
Get out
of
this ego.
No, no. I think having a very successful woman or a powerful woman behind you actually makes you better.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make wrong decisions.
Right.
You plan for the future, which
together,
which is a plus.
And I also believe men need some control, honestly. We need some control. They don't want to be very free to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely,
exactly.
I mean positively,
mm-hmm.
we need some control. Mm-hmm. It makes you get sober and, you know, you reason in a very rational way.
Mm. You start controlling them and it's an issue.
Yeah.
You start controlling them, it's an issue.
Hold
on right there. We will talk about that in the next
Venice.
Topic.
Or Mars,
or Mars, or whatever. Okay, we'll talk about next. Okay. Thank you, guys. You tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time. Right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
VOA Africa Health Network, a multimedia network reaching 50 million Africans weekly. We bring you relevant, reliable health news and information. We ask you about the health problems most important to you and inform you about health problems impacting your community. VOA Africa Health Network. Visit our website at www.africahealthnetwork.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. There's people out there saying they prefer women with fixed hours. Why is that? Men often look out for women who can spend quality time at home and take care of the kids. I'll ask you this. If your husband is not at home 90% of the time, would you really enjoy your marriage? And the same question applies to my friends out here. Would you really enjoy your marriage if your wife is away from home 90% of the time? How is that?
Definitely no.
Okay, and tell me why.
The reason being, as I said earlier on, the realities of today's life actually beat the whole reason of marriage. The actual... Marriage as it, you know, the definition of marriage in the African context, in the biblical context, in whatever context you look at it. But now, it is a very intricate balance here. Because as I said, today's world is just getting busier by the day. In fact, there's a worry. Study is saying that in the future, marriage might end up being like quite irrelevant. Sincerely.
Yeah, sign a contract.
You sign a contract. If it works, it does. Mm. And actually, there's another thing people are talking about today, the freelance kind of... relation, the open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I call you when you need me, and vice versa, and that's it. That's what people are talking. Of course, it's not the right way. That's not what we
that
want.
That will be my other topic too. Open relationships.
Open relationships.
Yeah. Is this the way it goes?
But as I said earlier on, if I have enough money, my wish would be to have actually 90% of the time together. But right now, it's not possible. But I would like us to have even more time.
More
together.
Time with your yeah. wife. Spend quality time. Yeah. Quality
what about if you have money?
What about
if you have money?
That's what he
would
said.
If you have enough money yeah. would you let your wife work and be away from home many hours, or would you rather stay home and she takes care of your children and takes care of you?
I would rather we stay together and maybe spend time a lot more time together.
Yeah, that's what he prefers. I think that's fairly as a man. Yeah, why not?
And again, if you look at, for example, the village situation. I mean, because we are talking about Africa here, the village situation. Right. Women go beyond, you know, they would wake up in the morning, go fetch water, come back, prepare food, go to the farm. You know, they do everything. And most of the times you'll find that the kind of men that they are taking care of, because they usually take care of these men, the men are out playing games with their fellow men or drinking dance. And they come home and ask, where is my dinner?
Yeah.
You know, they don't even know where you get the food from.
Yes,
you bring the food and put it on the table and they eat like they own the home. And they still say, I'm the man, you know.
That's a good point.
They believe they provide as far as
they believe they provide.
The
as long as I'm
husband,
the man of it's a name and all that. If you are the head, I am the neck.
The man?
The head cannot stand on its own.
Are they still the man?
Then the head cannot stand on its own. You know.
That's true.
But hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the studio with Lucy Pony, Paul Ndiho and Harrison Kamau. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
My name is Karen. To me, a husband is a person who's supposed to care about his wife, like to be understanding man. That's the first thing. And to be humble, that means that a husband is supposed to be, one, understanding, respectful, caring, love, and cherish. That's what a husband wants. So caring, taking by me flowers, take me out, all that's the caring. If a man love a woman, he's supposed, that's his responsibility. It's not even supposed to ask on him. That's the man who's supposed to do it.
This is Ozzy from Atlanta. I do believe in still, I'm very traditional. And even though, you know, life is changing now, but I still believe the role of the husband in a family is, you know, a provider and a protector for his family. I still believe, you know, the husband is supposed to do what he gotta do to provide for the family. And if the wife is able to work and contribute, that's even better. But at the end of the day, you know, the husband should be a provider.
At least as a single person right now, I find it men cannot make up their minds. Most want to pick and choose when they want to be men, and when, you know, at least for me, when they don't want to be men. I mean, they'll be talking about they want to be men, they want to be their men. Okay, but you cannot pick and choose what you know, you're going to be doing and what you're not going to be doing. But when it comes to your part, to do your part for me, that's when you choose, like, oh, you're going to be paying that for on your own. I think that's ridiculous. You cannot just pick and choose when you want to be, I mean, you're in a relationship.
Thanks to you, all our listeners who shared their views with us. And that's it for our show on Husbands Tonight. A big thank you to my guest, Anthony Molly from Kampala, Uganda, and also my colleague, Deirdre Murray McIntosh. And also thank you to my colleagues here in the studio, Lucy Pony, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And of course, Paul Ndiho. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And Harrison Kamau, Super Harry, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Sunday.
And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be, get this, wives. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Medu and her guest physician discuss health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesday at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service.